Are you ready to make Sydney a major? The 2024 Sydney Marathon is in its final stage of candidacy to become the 7th Abbott World Major Marathon this year, and we need you to help bring it home. Join the FTK team as we take on the Sydney Marathon on Sunday, September 15th. Let's make history, Australia. We also have a 10% off code for the first 200 people who enter with the code FTKSM24.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 88 of For the Kudos. This episode is brought to you by the Sydney Marathon. I'm your host, Joel, and I'm here with...
I've been waiting for you to say something.
You know why I didn't?
Why?
Bit more mature now.
I know, in 30 years old, look at you.
In my 20s, that was, you know, what I thought was really funny.
That's why I didn't find it funny.
I know. Yeah, I feel like you're close to 40, so...
How's it feeling to be 30?
Well, I feel like...
Why did you just start a sentence, then take a sip of coffee?
Because, again, it's something a 30-year-old would do. No, it feels good. Had a big party on Saturday night, or Saturday during the day and into the night. Big house party at my parents at Box Hill. Awesome to celebrate with all my friends. It felt really good. I have to make a big long speech now because Brett's just got up to close the door from the traffic outside. But no, it feels really good to be 30 years old. I closed out my 20s with a race up in Canberra, which I'll talk about in my training week. But yeah, I tell you what, I remember when I was young, people would say to me, your 30s is better because you do everything you do in your 20s, but you've got more money and you're less stressed. So...
Do you feel that?
So I'm waiting for that to happen. Yeah. Finally.
Bank balance low, stress levels high.
Finally, the age of like 39, I finally understand it. And then I hit to 40 and it like all changes.
No, it was fun. A fun party.
Fun party, yeah. I definitely find it the last party I had was my 18th, and I think I made it to about 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. before I was like vomiting and I got dragged into bed and I don't remember anything. So it was good that I was one of the last people standing. I think the funniest thing of the whole night was the fire brigade coming.
So funny.
And so there was probably, you know, close to 100 people there, and I reckon 90% of... So the fire brigade walk in. So I was actually upstairs in the, what's the bloody thing called? The bungalow thing that my parents have. It's like a two-story thing. And I was upstairs trying to find the microphone for the speeches, right? So I can look out and I see the flashing lights and I'm like looking out and I'm thinking, oh, for God's sake, here we go. The cops have come. It was only bloody 8 p.m. or something. I was like, cops have come early. And I'm like, why are the cops wearing overalls and they're like khaki? And I'm like, there's like 8 of them. They look like Ghostbusters. And I could hear all this commotion outside. I was like, it's the fucking fire brigade. And we had two very small fire pits, right?
Yeah.
Like they were nothing.
They literally saw it and started laughing.
They literally were laughing. They were like, it's the most contained fire they've ever seen. Everyone was super sensible and they came in. But the funniest thing is 90% of the people at the party thought they were organized strippers.
Yeah.
Like all the girls were like, geez, they're really hot. Well, take your top off. And they're like, I'm at work.
And then like an older bloke came in on the walkie-talkie and was like, oh, shit, they're real.
No, it's like he gets out of the walkie-talkie. He's like, you girls ready to party? And then the cops came at, I reckon, a bit after midnight and I was like, oh, here we go. It's going to get shut down now because we had like DJ playing music. The cops came and again, walked in and go, you guys having a good time? And we're like, yeah. And they go, awesome. Keep having fun. See you later.
That's what it seemed. Yeah.
They got the call and I think like if you're taking the piss, like if the music's crazy loud and people are like, you know, being really disrespectful, I think the cops will shut it down. But they came and they go, it's a 30th. Everyone here is being mature and mature. But the funniest thing is at the very end of the night, like early hours of the morning, everyone's tired, everyone's gone to bed. One of Phoebe's friends fell over and smacked her head on the concrete. And she had a big egg on her head and a bit of blood. And like everyone's like around her going like, what's the day? You know, what's the day of the week? And she's like, oh, 2nd of March. But it was 3 a.m. So it was 3rd of March. And
send it to hospital.
I was like, no, bring the ambos here because I want the trifecta emergency services. But the ambos never came. But yeah, it was a great weekend. So thank you very much for coming. Thank you to maybe 40 listeners that are listening right now that came to my party. I'm going to mention all their names. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Training weeks. I want to know what you've been up to.
Yeah. So
I feel like that. Can I just say the highlight of your week? I don't really care what happened Monday to Saturday, but the big Sydney Marathon run yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. It was
huge.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I couldn't talk about this in the lead up because I thought that, you know, if I say I'm not going to go, then obviously no one would bother rocking up. obviously I was never going to go because it was the morning after my 30th. So we sort of had a plan of like what ones we can go to because these are going to be running monthly. But yeah, that was the best 30th news I could wake up to was that there was a huge turnout. So thank you so much to everyone that rocked up.
I wasn't too happy when my alarm went off at 7 a.m. I was like, fucking Joel.
That's why, Riley came to my 30th and he rocked up early and left very early and he was like, oh, sorry, I'm leaving early. I'm like, mate, you got a job to do tomorrow. Get out of here.
I'll get into my training weeks. We'll get to that run at the end of the week. But this week I'd just been doing the 30s the week before and was starting to feel a bit better. So I thought, bump it up to 60s. So I did 60 minutes on Monday.
Just nothing like a good 100% load increase.
Yep. Literally, a bit over. Tuesday, 60. And then I was like, no, actually Monday was kind of, I saw Yoshi and I was like, fuck, I reckon I could go to training, just do a little bit. Because I knew like you guys would be doing a smaller session before. Yeah. Like maybe we could just
You could have easily done that.
But then Yoshi was like, what's the plan for the rest of the week? And I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe we could train soon. And he's like, yeah, maybe end of week. And I was like, okay, I better wait then.
Hey, for these 60s, how do you feel? Disregard how your body feels, but how do you feel like mentally while running? Are you enjoying, you know how like 30-minute runs go pretty quick? And if I'm coming back from injury, a 60-minute run feels so long. Like it just feels like it's whereas are you really like loving the fact that you're getting to run for 60 minutes?
Well, yeah, definitely. I was a lot happier that I was running 60 minutes. When the start of the week before when I was on 30 minutes and I was like, just felt so bad.
You're thinking there's no way I could get to 60.
And I was like, if I was in like a 60 or a 90 or a session right now, I would be in trouble. Like I wouldn't be able to do it. So I was very happy to be running a bit extra. But it was also kind of good because I kind of just started thinking about like, all right, I kind of spoke to you about it in the week before. Like I was struggling to do kind of like what I would usually do before a race. Like even like with like that meditation stuff I would do, like I was struggling doing it all.
Really?
Yeah. Like I just,
do meditation every day.
Yeah. And then like, but the stuff before races, like I always listen to the same thing, like the days before races, but I was just kind of lazy with that. And even the night before.
At my 30th round of the fire, you sat by yourself for like 3 hours not talking to anyone.
Because I have to do it every night, every same time. But yeah, it was kind of like a good reset. But like, I need to get back into doing all these things.
Yeah.
And like that was one of them. And I was like kind of thinking about like what.
You probably look forward to getting back into that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like you need a break from a route.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because even like, you know, when was the last time you had a break, right? I feel like over like Christmas and New Year when we have a break from the podcast, you're still busy. You're going bloody interstate. You're doing stuff. It's just like,
yeah.
You're still trying to train full on. That's the one thing people forget is that being, you know, an elite runner, like we have to, if training lands on Christmas Day, we have to train. New Year's Day,
exactly.
We have to train.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get, yes, everyone all likes to have a laugh at us because as Chelsea said yesterday, well, you don't even have a job to go to, you know, but it's it's hard.
Yeah. And then like another thing was just kind of like the gym I've been doing. And then I started seeing this osteo that I was seeing probably like, I don't know, a year and a half ago that kind of like stretches. I say this stretches me out because I feel like I'm just getting stretched the whole time I'm there. But and one thing like, so I went and saw him on Wednesday and like one thing he said, he's like, he felt like my back was just so stiff again. So that's something I want to work on.
That's what caused your stitches originally, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think, but it's just hard because like, I reckon I was just seeing him. I was seeing two other physios doing Pilates, doing gym. And it was just so much. And then it got to the point where I can't be doing all this. I had to cut a bit of it out.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I was like, all right, I want to go back and see the balance runner as well.
Yeah.
So I ended up seeing him today. And like straight away, like just the difference when he just gives you a few little cues.
Yeah,
and you just go from like, all right, I wonder if I've just been like, I think when you run with a bit of bad technique and then you're tired and then you just get stuck in that technique a little bit and like you just feel flat and it's hard to really, and then it could be just a little bit that you're just running like shit. But then mentally you're going, oh, it's just because I'm tired. And like you just get stuck in this.
Yeah, a bit of a rut. I felt like I was in that for between like November to Feb.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, until I went to Falls Creek, I felt like that. Body wise, like every run just felt like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't, like I always say, just ask you, tiredness is a state of mind, except when I have it. It's like, obviously it's a bit something different. Like it's, check my bloods, like, then fuck, must be someone else. Like, but it is a little bit too, because you do get in this cycle of being like, yeah, and it's, I think it's hard to get out of, but so that's why I want to just get back to doing like the things that I feel help me and make me feel good. So seeing balance runner was one that I really want to do today. So good, do that. But yeah, back to...
I better book in with a magician soon.
Yes.
I'm due.
Yeah. Last Wednesday, back in my training week, did just over an hour because I ran down to the tan and did a lap, wanted to do a lap of the tan and then ran back. And then Thursday, I spoke to Nick and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling better. Reckon I can start doing something a bit hard. So he's like, all right, come to training tomorrow. So I went, I did 20-minute threshold around the lake. And I ran in 304s, but I was definitely going under threshold.
Like slower than threshold.
Slower than threshold. Yeah. And it felt
like
good. Felt
as you came across 20 minutes, you're like, I could go for another 20, no worries.
Yeah, easy. Like my breathing and my effort-wise felt really easy. Like I felt I was just like holding back a bit. Legs still feel a little bit heavy, but...
But I feel like 304s for you, it's funny that, like, yeah, 304s, say... felt that easy, but say like was Jack there?
Yeah,
was he run?
He must be probably just a few seconds a K quicker.
Yeah, and it's funny. I reckon like a few seconds a K. I'm sure you can still do it, but you probably would have. It's like just feels like a stretch.
Oh, definitely.
You
know? Yeah,
like if you're running 3 minute Ks as opposed to like 304.
Yeah,
it's like when you look at you, it's only 4 seconds a K, but that is like a massive difference.
Yeah, but I don't, like Carlos and Nick both said, just
go yourself.
Yeah, just get through it, and so it was good. Just kind of run a bit faster again. Friday, I ran from the VIS just along the beach down to Port Melbourne and back, an hour on Saturday morning around the tan. And Sunday was the FTK Sydney Marathon long run. So I started from my house and ran to the tan. So it was probably like 20 minutes to get there. And then did 75 minutes with my group. There was probably about 60 or so people turned up, which is
so
really good. And it was kind of good. So we had four different pace groups. I led one that was about 4:30s, but every single group had probably 15 or so people in it. So it was really good.
Like a really good spread. Split.
Yeah.
That's great.
I got my group a little bit lost. And I just kind of...
Because you've too many beers the night before. You're probably like, oh, sorry, guys.
But no, I just kind of like Riley like sent me the map. He's like, I reckon this is a good route. And like, you know how we run along.
So Riley Pace one, right?
Yeah.
And then, and then Beatrice and
Andrew Stott.
Shout out to them for helping us out.
Yeah. I think Beatrice already had a few beers the night before too.
Good on her. It fit the artist profile. She doesn't even like drinking, but the photo was there. She's like, oh, I suppose we're going to have to get on the beers.
But you know when we run down like South Bank and we go all the way to the West Gate?
Yep.
So they turned...
give the listeners a bit of insight. This was a 75-minute run. It was the first of this.
Yeah,
First of the like monthly run club that we're going to be doing with Sydney in the lead up to Sydney Marathon. And they're going to get progressively longer. obviously. Yeah. But the first one, 75 minutes, so it was like an introduction sort of thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Obviously, everyone with the different pace groups, you have to go different. Not everyone can do the same distance.
Yeah, so I took my group down to the Westgate, but everyone else went kind of city road through Port Melbourne back to the beach. But I was like running along the beach and I'm like, Riley has messed up this loop. There's no way we're going to get all the way to St Kilda back to the 10 in 75 minutes. And then I was like getting a bit concerned for like the slower groups because I'm like, if I'm going to get back at 75 minutes cutting back, like they're going to be out there for like 90 minutes and like I'm like getting a bit worried about them, but everyone else had it under control and I did it. Everyone was concerned about me. Like
everyone's like, oh no, Brett's taking that front group somewhere, off the beaten track.
But no, it was really good. Great to have such a big turnout. So we'd love to see more people.
Yeah, let's see how big we can get.
Start of April. So, yeah, really good. But 112 kilometres for the week.
Awesome. That's good. And you feel obviously much better.
Yeah, starting to feel a lot better. Like still sometimes like just in my quads feel a bit tired. But like with my pace and stuff when I'm jogging, like I'll just be running and I'll look down. It's like 30 minutes and I'm like running 4:10s or yeah, lower. So I feel like that's a good sign, like, because I'm not, like, even like some of the times I don't even have it on the pace. Like, I just go and do what I know is an hour loop. Yeah. And I'll get back and be like 4:05s or 4:10s and stuff. So
that's back to normal Brett running.
Yeah. So I feel
three
like
3 weeks ago, you were running like 4:40s and 4:40s.
Yeah.
And stuff,
exactly.
And you were creeping.
Yeah.
And you're trying to eat heaps?
Trying to eat heaps. It's fucking hard.
I know.
It's just constantly eating and constantly feeling sick. But I think maybe once I am doing a little bit more running, hopefully that makes me feel a bit better too.
Yeah.
Just because like I'm not running that much, but I'm eating like I am.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any, I'm trying to think if there's any like cheat stuff to get like heaps of calories in that doesn't fill you up. The only thing I can think of right now is non-alcoholic beers. Like real, like heavy on the carbs, non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah.
Because if you know those like calorie smoothies and stuff, fill you up.
Exactly.
Right? Whereas I'm thinking like, and you can't be drinking Coke and stuff because it's just too much like sugar. But surely like...
still been drinking it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I wonder if like, yeah, like real carb heavy non-alk beers would...
Yeah, are they carb heavy?
No idea.
Like compared to some things.
Exactly.
And like it's, yeah, I don't know. Are they carb heavy for 300 for meals, what, whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? So you're going to go back to training?
Yeah, I'll go to Waverley tomorrow.
What group can you be with?
Maybe your group.
Oof. I reckon I'll be demoted. Ed Markston needs some help. He's sort of in between groups.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless I'm
going to see, I'm gone.
I might get sent with him again. No, good. Good to see you. Good to see you back.
How was your week?
My week was good. I don't have my Garmin in front of me, so I'm going to be doing this off the top of my dome. to quote Bomb Funk MCs. Did you get that? Felix will get that.
Yeah.
Monday, I just ran an hour easy from home. And then Tuesday, went to Waverley. And I was thinking, I remember driving there and I was thinking, oh, geez, this is going to be hard. Because I thought that Friday is like, I reckon I've done races in the past with MTC with a 3 day gap where the session's still harder. So like if I was to do like a 5K, like a 10K, what am I? I'm trying to think what races I've done. Maybe I'm confusing it for a weekend race and a threshold where I've done a threshold on Thursday, but it's like the whole 30 minutes to a Sunday race. But obviously it's because like for a real important race, I'll have a big taper, but I just wasn't sure. I sort of thought this is my first race in 8 months. I just didn't know what to expect, but I rocked up and I was like, geez, that was like the nicest taper session ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was proper taper. So it was from memory, 4x800 or could have even been 3x800 at like 72s. So
yeah,
like 3 minute Ks into 6x300. And okay, the 300s were alternating like 48, 52.
Yeah.
But so I think it was supposed to be 52, 48, 52, 48, 52, 48. And we go through the first one and it was 48. And so I just said, I'm swapping. I said, I'm not doing 48, 48. I go, let's just swap it. We were too quick on that one. And I just sort of made the decision and no one listened to me. So I've run 52 like I'm super, like way behind, and everyone's done 48 again. And then they're like, all right, guys, that's 2 in 48. Let's go back to 50. And I go, no, I'm ready to go 48 again.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everyone just followed me and did what I said.
So the other guys went 3 in 48.
Yeah, 3 in 48. Exactly. Yeah, Ed Marks and Logie would have come first and second at Cross Trials if they didn't do that. Yeah, so it felt pretty good. But yeah, again, like I reckon I'd actually pulled up really sore. I don't know if I meant, well, no, I wouldn't have felt sore because we recorded on Sunday night. But I mentioned like I did my long run out on that trail at Apollo Bay.
Yep.
And it was like more of a hiking trail. Mm. So it's like really steep up and down. And I had DOMS for like 3 days. So I had them on Monday, I had them on Tuesday in the session. I was just like really tight, all of my hips and stuff. So I went and saw Whitey for a massage on Wednesday night. And spoke to him about it. And he goes, I was like, why would I have so much DOMS? And he goes, because it's like stabilization. So I'm just like constantly the whole run, like as I'm walking up and it's like really rough, surface, my body's never, my foot never knows where it's going to land. So my body's just stabilizing the whole time. So that's why I sort of pulled up sore. But he flushed me out Wednesday night. I just did a 45 minute run before the massage. Wednesday was a real hot day.
Mm-hmm.
So went and got treatment, felt pretty good. And then, so I didn't do gym this week. I was just like, it's a Friday race. I'm already sore. I'm not doing gym.
Yeah, I think you should definitely cut out gym in race week as well.
Yeah, especially like, yeah, exactly. Didn't do yoga either. I just wanted to, yeah, as I said, I haven't raced in 8 months. I didn't want to be rocking up, line up on the start line and have like any excuses or anything, you know. Now, in hindsight, I probably should have. So, yeah, it was interesting. After the session on Tuesday, Collis just sort of came up to me and he just goes, do you have any confidence for this weekend? And I said, well, I feel like if you asked me this like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, like I think this happens with me a lot. I forget like where I've come from. Like, do you remember the shape I was into when I went up to Falls?
Bad.
Like, I was real bad. Like, real bad. Like, I was like threshold in 320s and stuff. And it was hurting. I was dealing with a few sort of niggles and it was just feeling like shit. And then I started to sort of come good towards the end of Falls, but still like I was getting, I remember getting like in the last session of K's, I couldn't keep up with Logie. Like Logie was like smashing me and stuff. But then, you know, 3 weeks later after I've done a few, or three weeks, a month later after I've done a few Waverly sessions, I just am expecting to like be better than all those guys, right? I just sort of forget. But I said to Collis, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I just want to go there and I want to have the hardest race. Like, sorry, I want to push as hard as I can and just see where I'm at. Because I think if I, in previous years coming back from injury, I've definitely like maybe shied away from racing when I'm not fully fit. Because it's like, I don't know if it's an ego thing. I don't want to go and get beaten. I want to be like really fit. So I don't want to race. And then this time, now I'm probably has got something to do with getting older. I'm like, I'm 30. Well, 29 at the race, but I was like, fuck, I just want to do it. So yeah, went up to Canberra on Thursday, it was bloody warm, did a run, 30 minute run on Thursday night. I always do this because I'm not used to doubling. I want to sort of run 24 hours before the race. So I didn't run Thursday morning. I just did some mobility, bit of like yoga stuff at home, and then got on the plane, I should tell that story. Actually, it's pretty good, unless there's any airport car park people listening. This is such. So my mum's like, make sure you get to the airport. For some reason, I've never ever parked at long term car park by myself. So I had to message you going, hey, what's the deal? Can you pay when you're there? Like, I think it's because I lived with you for so long. You'd always take me, or if, you know, other people would take me, I'd get the Sky bus, but I never actually went to the airport car park myself. And mum goes, I was there last week. You got to make sure you get there like really early. There's no parks near the front. I like had to get the bus. It's like 10 minutes. Typical me, leave everything to the last minute. I'm driving there and I'm thinking, shit. So I thought my flight was at 2:30 and I found out at 9 a.m. that it was 12:30. Fuck, right? So, and I thought it was 2:30 the whole time. So I thought, okay, don't stress yourself out. You'll be fine. Just pack up whatever you need to do and leave. And I left and I knew I was going to make it. But then, you know, traffic was a little bit bad and stuff. And I knew I still would have made it, but I just didn't want to be stressing because I think like I now know how much like energy stress takes. So I'm like, I'll be fine, just chill. Get into the car park, go right to the very front. And because we've always found a park right at the very front, and there's not a park in sight. And I'm thinking, fuck, I bored in like 20 minutes. I've got to find a park. And I see this, the whole front of all the fence, like the front of the car park says like closed for...
it was like temporary fencing around.
Fencing, and it says closed for works, whatever. And then I realized that the temporary fencing with all the sandbags is over like a couple of car parks. And I'm thinking, surely I can just move all that fencing and park there. And I look around, I'm like, is there any cops around here? And I was like, nah, I'm fine. So I just put my handbrake on, get out while my car's still running, spend about 5 minutes moving all the temporary fencing, pull my car in, put the thing, and then took some video and photos of my work because I was so proud. And I was like sending it to everyone. I was like, I'm such a bad boy. And then everyone I
That's
told.
That's why the cop came to your party. It was nothing to do with the noise, but to give you a little fine for that.
But I will say there was a slight bit of nervousness that my car was going to be towed when I got there. Did that run Thursday night in Canberra. Friday morning, woke up, and it was actually really good. I spent most of Friday writing programs for like all of, like the pulse work I do because I think it's a really good distraction. For a night race, like I don't particularly like night races. I in the past have spent all day bloody stressing about it. So it was good distraction. But I felt really good for the race. Everything sort of, I think I was excited to see where I was at, literally. And I knew that, you know, I hadn't done that many sessions. I hadn't done any real sessions where I was like, well, I'm in really good shape. So I just didn't really know what to expect. But Collis said to me, he goes, look, it's 10K, Joel, four laps. You can't, like, do not go out super hard in the first like couple of laps because you're just hurt. So it felt like it was, the pace was on. Tim Vincent went out really quick and then like,
so was there a pack?
There wasn't. No, Tim went out so hard that no one wanted to go on him.
He was off the front.
Yeah, he was
himself.
Off the front. He was about 20 meters, 30 meters in front. And he realized, like, I was speaking to him after, and he's like, he's like really embarrassed because obviously he ended up DNFing. But it's like, I remember seeing him after the first lap and I was like, I just sort of, I looked at him and I was like, either you're going to blow up or DNF because you've just gone out. He just did, I don't think he realized really? The course. He just went out so hard. He did what Rambo did.
Yeah.
And it was really hot as well, really hot. And the course was a lot. So I think I'll get to it, but I think I ended up running like 31:30 or something. A few of the boys said that it was 200 meters long. I don't know if that's what, but they've added sand all to the, like they did, like they coated the course in sand.
Oh,
so
really?
It's like, it's still grass, but the grass has all like the sand in it. Yeah. So it just felt slower. Cause everyone was like, oh fuck, it's so much slower than nationals and all this. So that made me feel a little bit better. But there would have been probably 10. So Tim's off the front. Then there's like a group of like eight guys. And then I was like off the back of that and I was just so relaxed and I'm like, just stay here. But it was a bit windy. So I was like, I don't want to get dropped off the front group. But also I know that if I stay with that front group, I'm probably going to blow up because it's just too quick. So it was like me, Seth O'Donnell, he was like dropped off a little bit. Liam Bowden dropped off a bit and then Logie. So it was like us four. We were about, you know, maybe 5 meters, 10 meters off the group. And then like after lap one, we caught the group again. And then the second lap, we started to drop off a bit, but I felt really relaxed. And I don't know, I think I've just got this technique or maybe I've got poker face or something, but like a few people said to me, geez, you looked so good the first two laps. Like you're just sitting on the back. Other people were hurting and you just looked so good. Like I had a few people say that to me and I think it's just, I've just got that look because I didn't feel amazing. But I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't know what to expect. And then after like the second or maybe on the third lap, I don't want to go like on about this cause it was, you know, it's certainly not an excuse, but I was dealing with that, nerve wobble calf thing, again. And it's just like, I find it really, it comes on and then I start to stress about it and I'm like, just push. But it makes me like slow down. It sort of just changes my rhythm and it feels weird. Like when it feels like I'm not landing in the right spot, like losing power sort of thing, but it's not enough. Like it's certainly not like a pain thing. And it's like, I have to pull out or anything like that. It just sort of throws me off a little bit. And then I think I get caught in my own head, but it's good practice. I'm like, fuck, just keep pushing. So I was sort of, was running with those guys on maybe the third lap or maybe midway through the third lap. But then I started to get dropped off that group. And then it was just pretty much a suffer fest until the end.
It is that course. Like, once you're struggling, it's becomes really hard, that course.
Yeah. So if I, like, yeah, if I reckon I feel like there's no, there's no hiding on a course like that. I'm confident that, like, if I had a flat, if there was like a flat road 10K, I would have run better. I just like road, right? I just feel good on the road. I feel natural on the road. Everything. I always just like road running. But this cross country, because I feel like road, you get in this rhythm, which I love. And it's like this pain, you sort of like you hit a pain sort of threshold and you just hold it. Whereas this, because I don't go to Waddle and you know, haven't probably done that sort of work, is it's just, I was never in a rhythm.
Yeah.
Not once was I in a rhythm. I remember trying to get in a rhythm, but I wasn't, because it was either uphill, round a corner, up a steep hill, downhill. And it just, you know, you need to be super fit.
Yeah, that's the point of that course pretty much.
Exactly. Like, which is
good. Cross country.
Exactly right. 100%. And yeah, here I am saying I wish it was like a flat fast. Well, all the guys that beat me would probably beat me in a flat road 10K. The other thing, the only thing is I would have run
felt,
faster.
And you would have felt a bit better.
Felt a bit better. But yeah, look, it certainly, I came across the line and I can't say I was happy. I don't think I'm ever going to be happy. Yeah, like there was no like dopamine release, like a usual good race feeling. I didn't even know what I came. I was 12th in the end. And like it just bloody hurt. I was just sitting there just pouring water on my head and just, felt cooked. And then after it sort of like sunk in, I was like, you know what? Give yourself a little bit of credit. You haven't raced in 8-9 months. There was like the guys at the front. I know that, you know, people might say they're not the, you know, absolute best with guys like you and Jack not racing and stuff like that, but they're still fit, you know. They're still running really, really well. So yeah, I'm just glad. Look, I'm not injured. I do have to get this like calf thing looked at. I'm going to see if an old physio that I used to see when I was a triathlete to help. He's the only one who ever really fixed it, because he needled me to the point where I literally couldn't walk. It was like it reset my glutes. Because Yoshi's convinced it's sciatica.
Yeah,
he's like, it just has to be, because it's it runs down the leg and it just is just something's going on there on that left side where it just it's just like it's what once things tighten up, lock up. I don't know if I'm doing something in my pelvis, but look, as I said to Collis after the race, funny thing, I said two things. I said one, I was like, look, I'm just happy, as I said to you last week on the podcast where you said that really funny gag. But I said, look, if I can just stay injury free for 2 years, I will be more happy. I will be happier coming that position every race for 2 years than running really good in 6 months' time and getting a stressy.
Yeah.
I'm just like over it. It's just like there's no point. It's just like I just don't. It's just not, I'm not happy there. So I'd prefer to run a bit slower and just keep layering that. And I said to Collis, okay, well, I've been at around 100K a week for the last 4 weeks. Should I go up to like 120 now? And he just goes, no. He goes, this is the problem you make. He goes, just keep doing what you're doing. And in like 3 months' time, two, 3 months' time, if you haven't improved, then that's when you can start stepping up because your body's stronger. So it's like the patient game. I'm probably not going to run really, really well for a while, but at least I'm not injured. And I'm just gonna keep sort of just slugging away.
But you've when you compare how you were going before Falls Creek, you've improved so much since then. So you will still keep improving.
I think that's what Collis said. Collis said when you stop improving, that's when we make changes.
Yeah, I know. Like people ask me, like, how did you think you'd go? And I said definitely you had a lot of momentum going in because the last 2 weeks have been a lot better than other weeks, but there's still like that kind of background missing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, like there's definitely like a level of like ego there that is, you know, all runners have. But like the day before the race, like I'm taking the, like, we're all mucking around, right? And you know what I'm like, and I'm taking the piss out of Logie. I'm going like, mate, there's this pop in your step that you usually have and it's just not there. And he goes, shut the fuck, I'm going to backdoor you, old man. Yeah, he's so funny. But even Garbs like, I'm going to smoke you and stuff. And Garbs didn't have his best race, but like Logie, like he beat me. He was one place ahead of me, but he, you know, he beat me well and truly. And I remember being sort of like, I was like, fuck, you know, I lost to Logie. But then I'm like, Well, 4 weeks ago, I couldn't keep up with him in session.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's like it's you can only ever race with at what level you are at,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, Ed Marks was right up the front and I was like, fuck, I should be, you know, I want to be there. I should be there. But I'm thinking, well, I couldn't keep up. I had to do a modified session to keep up with Ed Marks last week or 2 weeks ago. Like, cost is so how am I just on race day going to rock up and beat those guys? It's just not going to happen. But yeah, I'm definitely got like motivation back 100%. You know, I have been feeling motivated, but there's nothing like a race to get you motivated.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a wake up call.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, now you can at least see where you are and where you want to be at.
Exactly. I think it's like laying down that a lot of like all the listeners will understand this, and I say this to my athletes that I coach as well. It's like you want to lay down a baseline result. So that then when I race again, say I do a race in 6 weeks or something, and then I've improved, I'm like, oh, okay. But if I just don't race until I think I'm ready and then I do that, how do I know I'm going to be happy?
Mm.
Unless I win and run something amazing, but it's probably not likely in your first race. So it's better to just get one done and then I can compare and hopefully like keep doing.
Yeah. And then hopefully the next race is a bit better. And so you can be a bit happy about that.
Yeah, well, what did I say to Jack? Because Jack said, he goes like, he's like, look, you just got to keep racing, improve and eat, you know, improving just keep on improving. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm really hoping to do so. If I improve it every year just a little bit, when I'm 42, I'll win World Cross Trials. Get upper plates every year over 12.
But wait, it's only on every 2 years.
Oh, no. When I'm almost 60. But yeah, I don't know where my next race is because I'm not too interested in going to the track stuff. Look, if there was a track thing in Melbourne, I would. It's not that I'm opposed to racing on the track, but I'm not gonna, you know, fly myself to like another state, pay my accommodation stuff to race like a track 3K. To be honest, I'm just not interested. I prefer to just keep training. I was going to. Carlos and I spoke about run for the kids. I was like, I would like a hit out on the road. That's in 2 weeks, but I'm away, unfortunately. So, yeah, but I might just do like, I know there's like a Mornington, I think there's Mornington 10K or half. I might just like throw myself in something like that and just like, yeah, race a bit
there's
more.
There's a bit coming up, Ballarat as well.
Yeah, there's Ballarat, stuff like that. But I definitely, my goal is to be like real, like I want to be like proper, like real race ready for Launceston half.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. So, yeah. Closed out the week. So I didn't run Saturday. That was my day off because I hadn't had a day off that week. That was my day off because it was my 30th. And then on Sunday, I was like in the past, if you know, if I've had like a late night or whatever, you wake up and you go out and get your run done. And I just told myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm skipping a long run. I've, you know, obviously hung over from my birthday. It's my 30th. You only turned 31. So I just went out for an hour run Sunday night to start so then I can start this week fresh. So it's, maybe not the most professional thing, but if you make the decision, own up to it, that's fine.
Yep, definitely. We do have to mention as well, Sparked Up host, Sarah Billings.
Congratulations, Sarah. Absolutely.
Big breakthrough.
Absolutely unreal. Took a scalp from the guest on.
I know.
Too bad they didn't record after the race.
Yeah, well, I said to Sarah, I'm like, are you looking forward to recording this week's episode? She had this big smile on her face. She's like, I can't wait.
Yeah. That's the best thing about, you know, when you're podcasting, there's nothing like a recap of like a really, really good
And
race.
I said, wait till you have a bad one though and you have to do it.
Yeah. We can all go back and listen to New York half for that one. But yeah, the Spiked Up came out. We also had Hot Takes. They've been getting up there. Episode 8 or 9? Episode 9?
Yep.
Live, Laugh, Love. Couldn't record last week because I was away, but that is coming back this week. All the usual stuff. And just as I'm doing a Patreon summary, I have realized on air, we have forgotten everything. What's it called again? What's our segment?
Housekeeping.
No.
Oh,
whatever
it's called.
Things are seen, whatever. We don't have it. You know why we don't have it?
Because I'm 30 and mature now.
Nah, it's because I saw Tim Vincent at the airport and he goes, mate, you got to get rid of that segment.
Yeah. It's not funny anymore.
Actually, shout out to Tim. He let me into the Virgin Lounge.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Tim. But we will still use your name when we're back from that segment next week. That's pretty much for it. All right?
Yep.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening. Bit of a shorter episode. Expect shorter episodes from now on, now that we're both in our 30s and a little more mature. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See you, guys.